Why does music matter? How do understandings of music differ across time, place, and culture? How can we help facilitate the sustainability of diverse musical knowledge and practice across the planet for future generations? This is a quote from Monash University explaining the importance of its third-year elective subject, musicology. The uni has plans to cut this elective due to the economic impacts of COVID-19, but why do cuts like this matter? I'm joined now by Professor Peter Treger, Principal Fellow at Melbourne University, to tell us about how these types of cuts may affect society more broadly. Peter, welcome to The Daily.
It's a pleasure to be speaking with you from not so lockdown Melbourne.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll start by asking you, first off, what is musicology?
It is a very good question, and it's a question I get asked even by fellow academics. I mean, my shorthand answer to that is it's a bit like studying art history or studying fine art, in which you would do the combination of examining the sort of a history of painting, so for instance, of how an artwork can address both a history of past practices and formal approaches, and also impact future artwork. But also, musicology, like a sort of study of fine art, can also examine literally how painters put paint on the page. So it also has a technical aspect as well. And I think where musicology gets into a little bit of trouble, I think, is because of that horrible ology bit. In common parlance, it's sort of, I think we have our eyes tend to glaze over a bit as if someone's trying to sort of anoint their study as if it's a science or it's very technical. But I think the best way to look at musicology is exactly that. It does to music what the study of fine art does for art.
Okay. And why do you think it's important for universities to have subjects such as these?
Well, again, it's very interesting that we're even asking that. And one of the things, I mean, I wrote a little article for The Conversation on this and pointed out that, of course, historically speaking, music has always been in the Western University. It was a foundational subject. Now, that was for particular historical reasons around the fact that the ancient Greeks in particular saw the study of music as having sort of resonances literally and figuratively with other subject areas like maths and astronomy. But I would simply say in terms of today is that if we see a university as a place in which there is a broad spectrum of subjects that examine basically how we function as a society and as a culture, then it would be frankly bizarre not to include music. I mean, one of the things that I often say when I'm talking to students about this, that I think we're in an age now where musical culture has never been more omnipresent. It can easily inhabit our waking hours from the moment our clock radio or indeed our phone or whatever alarm we use wakes us up in the morning to the time when we go to bed, and when we walk into a shopping centre or we go into a car and so on. Music's everywhere. And it's such a ubiquitous and omnipresent sort of aspect of our lives that would not be considered a subject of legitimate study in a university would seem to me absolutely extraordinary and actually quite worrying, because in a sense we're basically saying, well, it's I think when we don't study something, we become, as it were, subject to influences that we don't understand. And that's, in fact, fundamentally disempowering.
It's definitely a subject that has been brought to light a lot during COVID-19, and with a lot of musicians coming up and saying, you know, that they are an essential worker, really. Monash University plans to cut musicology from its curriculum, like many university cuts that are happening at the moment, unfortunately. This is a second or third year elective subject with low enrollment. Universities are struggling economically. Doesn't it make sense that subjects like these are the first to go?
Well, there's, a bigger question, I guess, of what our universities are for. And I would also say that, and although I'm not obviously party to the internal financial operations of Monash University, I think without being too provocative, but I think one of the first things that certainly academics need to do when arguments around cutting subjects for financial reasons are given is to examine the finances. There is significant opposition to the Monash decision on the basis of finances, and there are queries. I know that the union there has queried the management decision, not least even on the idea that there wasn't significant student enrolment. And I think behind all that it goes, of course, is this question of what a university is. Is it a profit-making business, or is it a custodian of the fundamentals of civil society? Now, you might guess that I tend to favour the latter view. And indeed, one can look at it in even sort of perhaps slightly perversely to say that if universities do not make the case that they require funding out external to sort of say a commercial arrangement, then of course they are going to be treated by government and society as a business. In other words, there is a kind of perverse logic of universities sort of disengaging from activities which are not profit centres, because in a way, you know, they create the very conditions that of course lead to these sort of decisions. That would probably be my first comment about that. But I mean, another point to make, of course, is that subjects like musicology, it's quite true, and it's often joked in student circles, there are very few 17-year-olds that go to university wanting to be, in inverted commas, a musicologist. This is something that, this is sort of an area of study, sort of reflective practice and so on, that students discover while they're there. And a case in point would be myself, that it's actually the discovery of knowledge, unexpected knowledge, that comes through these subjects, which sort of make the transformatory difference as a student. So the idea that universities should be sort of instead directed by what we might call sort of consumer wants at the point of enrolment, I think, is again deeply troubling, and it's deeply troubling well beyond music. In other words, you know, the custodians of subject areas and the professors of music and so on actually ought to be articulating a case for subjects that may not be terribly popular at the point of enrolment, but actually matter to the legitimate and deep study of a subject area.
Certainly an important point, and especially with arts in general at universities. Thank you so much, Peter, for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure.